Yes, good morning. Good morning, good morning. There's something to be said for small talk. You know, once in a while, a little bit of small talk, a little engaging in pleasantries, that's okay. That's really what Monday Roll Call is. Monday Roll Call right now. I ask you on Monday morning to call for no reason except to say hi. That's all. Let us know where you're calling from. I'll mark you present and accounted for. We'll touch base. Good to see ya. Have a good day. 302-839-1059. We have some very loyal Monday Roll Call folks. But, you know, Monday Roll Call is open to anyone. You've never even called before. We'd love you to call 302-839-1059. Good morning.
Hey, well, good morning, Dan. I'm just Terry Seaver. I'm listening to you on a Monday morning roll call.
You're very loyal, Terry. Thank you. Good to talk to you, my friend. Hope you're doing all right. Good morning. It's Dan Gaffney at 302-839-1059. Terry is present. See, we'll mark down Terry. He's here for the week. No problem. Good morning, Monday roll call. Hello.
Hey, Dan. How you doing? This is Jim from Harbison.
Jim, awesome. How are you, my friend?
Good, good. How are you doing?
I woke up just before the alarm went off this morning, and I said to myself, oh, I get to sleep in today. Oh, no, it's Monday. the weekend went by pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's a tough wake-up call.
Yeah, man. But it's good to be here. Thank you. Good to talk with you. Dan Gaffney, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan, and welcome to a great, wonderful Monday morning. Carl from Lewis here, just checking in.
Hey, Carl, how are you?
I am fantastic. Looking forward to talking to you on Friday.
Yeah, man. Good to have you up and early. Carl Phelps, everybody. What did he say? Carl of Lewis? Is that what he said? All right. Good morning. First check-in today on the text line. A lot of people on the text line. Linda from Milton at 4:14 a.m. Groundhog heading off into the briskness on her bike. 4:37 a.m. Antony from the Blue Crew says, have a nice day, 5:12 a.m. Eggplant Pete checking in. Evelyn sent me the word email list. Evelyn, you need to text the word Dan to 302-839-1059. Then you will be given a link automatically to join the Dan Gaffney Insider email list. Text the word Dan. All right. I hope Evelyn gets that message. Next text. Good morning. It's Big Daddy from Milton checking in on a lovely Monday morning. Wishing everyone out there a start to their week. By the way, I told you the fix was in. The Democrats came out with some key wins. That's right. The Democrats have control of the Senate. You know, if you count long enough, find more ballots long enough. You know, eventually they'll win. So, yes. And the Republicans have still not officially clinched the House. Remember, we voted last Tuesday here in the United States. We have a very difficult time counting here in this country, apparently. Hi, good morning, Delaware 1059. Hi.
Hello, Dan. This is Bob from Ocean View. You haven't heard from me in a little while because I've had some health ups and downs and been back in the hospital and so forth. But I'm making a commitment now to come over Friday and see you and see the gang.
Are you feeling better at all, or what's going on, man?
Yeah, well, it's a long story. It's just been one thing and another for the last year and a half. But I'm doing quite well. I'm actually back to work. So hopefully most of the stuff is in the rearview mirror now.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Bob. I hope to see you on a Friday morning. That would be really great.
You know, I'm going to make a commitment. When I say I'm going to be there, if I'm not there, you need to check the hospital and see if I'm back. I'm going to push hard to get there this Friday.
All right.
I've been disappointed not to get over it more.
Thank you, man. Good to talk to you, Bob in Harrington. Would love to have you come by. What he's referring to is Friday morning, our Friday On Location live broadcast comes to you from the Lewis Diner these days. Billy, good morning, Dan. Could you find out what the maximum amount of magazines that a person can turn in? If I can buy a magazine for $10 and turn around and sell it back to the state for $15, I'd like to cash in. Yes, that is actually number one on my big six at six today. The six big things you need to know. That magazine capacity, large capacity magazine buyback. And that's the same question I have, Billy. I think some people have been gathering some old rusty, you know, some old rusty high capacity magazines for low dollar and getting ready to sell them for 15. Ooh, look at this. Guada with the grandbaby. It looks like good morning, Dan, listening in Newark, checking in for the week. It's a great, great photo. Jamie in Herlock. Coin Laundry is up early today. Jeff, hello. Alex with the Blue Crew says good morning on the text line. Samantha is listening and working in Rehoboth and texted in. Mike in Lewis, listening from Baltimore. He was at Shock Trauma. We wondered about you, Mike. People were praying about Mike in Lewis. Christiana to BB to Shock Trauma. He texted before surgery on Friday and is now texting us from Baltimore. Ooh, you feel up for a quick phone call, Mike? And you probably don't feel like talking. 302-839-1059. Good morning, Delaware 1059. Hi.
Hello, Dan. It's Evelyn.
Hey, Evelyn.
Thank you for the information. I kept trying to get on the list, and you made it plain and simple today, so I am on the email list.
Excellent. Now, I don't bombard people with spam. I send out just an occasional email when something strikes me, but be looking for that, okay?
I will. I appreciate your show. Thank you, and have a good day.
Thanks for being on the super secret insider, Dan Gaffney insider email list, Evelyn. Thank you very much. She signed up by texting the word Dan to 302-839-1059. Very cool. Thank you. You never know. We might have to stay in touch by email someday. You never know. That's why it's great to be in touch. Debbie of Milford, formerly of Denver. Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, Dan. Pete from Newcastle. Present and accounted for. Thank you very much, Pete. Great to talk with you. Michelle, thanks for signing up on the Dan Gaffney Insider email list. Sean, the maintenance guy, made it to work in Herlock Feed Mill. Sean, good morning. Be safe. Ray from the Blue Crew checking in. Good morning to everyone. Thank you, Ray. Monday morning, November 14th.
Colorful sunny yellow. They're a playful reminder that you don't need to break down over every breakout. You get the message. I'm Deborah Rodriguez for the Beauty Mark.
Modern Talk Radio. The Dan Gaffney Show.
All right, Monday check-in from John Atkins on the phone. He said it was great meeting Charlie the Milkman Saturday at the Mulch Stone Yard. He was a great customer, and we were glad to help him, John Atkins. Love that. Thank you. That's Atkins and Sons Materials. Thank you. Charlie the Milkman. It's cool when you get a shout-out from the sponsor. Speaking of sponsors, here is a Monday check-in from Ricky at R&L Irrigation. Up early listening today. All right. Good morning, Ricky. Another hard-working group of people over there, R&L Irrigation. Good to have you up listening. Thanks for the check-in. Donna, thanks for signing up in the Dan Gaffney email list. Leslie from Hebron. I haven't turned my heat on yet. Brr, have a good day. Well, you're a holdout. How about tonight, 29? The low. I don't know if you're going to be able to make it. Good luck. All right. Good morning from Hokesson, Gary and Penny in Hokesson. Thanks for listening on the stream today. On the Forever Radio app or tune in or some other place, right? You can stream us. Hello, Delaware 1059. Good morning.
Hey, Dan. John in Rehoboth Beach, man. How are you?
Thanks for your food donation at Stuff the Bus, John. It didn't go unnoticed. I saw you, buddy.
Hey, listen, hope to see you on Friday and meet, you know, that fellow Bob from Ocean View also.
Yeah, Bob's an awesome guy. It'd be cool if you came by.
I will. All right, Dan, have a good day, man.
I bet John and Bob would have a lot in common. I think they have both of a love of antique things. Delaware 1059, Dan Gaffney, hello.
Good morning, Dan. This is Charlie the Milkman calling in on Monday morning roll call, present and accounted for.
Yeah. Did you hear the shout out from Atkins and Sons for you this morning?
Well, actually, you know what? I was in a stop at the time, and I said, let me hurry up, turn the radio on, and I missed it. And I was actually, without them even knowing they called in for me, that's what I was actually calling in for this morning, to give them a shout out that they were very, very professional, very nice talk to him and his son. And we had a good conversation. Now, I know they were getting ready to wrap up things at the end of the Saturday morning there, but they were very, very helpful with unloading my trailer. I had a lot of clippings on there that I was doing for a customer of mine. Mm-hmm. And we talked about your show, and it's funny when you talk about, yeah, I said, I'm Charlie the Milk Major. Man, I hear you on the radio all the time.
That's so much fun.
Yeah, but no, they're very good people, and I will patronize them more and more. Yeah, they're very awesome out there, Atkins and Son. Yes, sir.
I can't tell you what a kick I get out of when regular callers call the show, and then people in the community recognize their voices. I get a kick out of hearing about that all the time.
Yes. And wanting to give a shout out, I didn't get a chance to call on Friday for Happy Belated Veterans Day. I apologize for all the vets. We had an awesome time. I'm a member of the Greenwood VFW and actually a chaplain there. And had a great service there that day with dinner and, you know, a lot of the camaraderie that we had, talking about different stories and stuff like that. It was a great time on Veterans Day we had at our post.
Hey, good to hear, man. Thanks for the update on everything, and good luck to you, Charlie the Milkman. All the best, all right?
Yes. God bless, Dan. Take care.
Yeah, God bless you, too. Here's somebody who said, good morning, Dan Caffney. Caffney, with a K, huh? Dan Caffney, Charlie in Milford. Hey, Charlie, good morning. Guess who else is checking in today? It's our third sponsor. Fourth that I know of that has done a check-in text this morning. Jim Weller. That's G-Y-M Weller. Have a fine day and a Weller night. Thank you. This is Robin Reifsnyder wishing you a happy day and a great program. Robin is a very encouraging texter. He is very uplifting with his text messages, and I do appreciate him listening. That's very kind. And thank you for texting Robin in Georgetown. Glad to hear from you today. Big Six at 6, coming up after the news at 6 o'clock. We'll talk about the State of Delaware magazine buyback, some other things in the news, including the latest in the election, which is still not settled. We'll get into that coming up at 6 o'clock, the 6 big things you need to know right after the news at 6. The football tournament, the playoffs football tournament here in Delaware, the pairings have been released. Smyrna, Caravelle, and Laurel are the top seeds for the 3 DIAA football championship tournaments announced Sunday. Smyrna will lead the 3A bracket. They'll play against Kapan-Lopen, who made the field after improving by 3 wins from last year's campaign. The Smyrna Eagles beat Cape Friday 40-13, so this will be a rematch. Smyrna, it'll be Kapan-Lopen at Smyrna Friday for a quarterfinal match. Another key quarterfinal match will happen this Saturday, Dover at Sussex Central. All right. Didn't Sussex Central beat Dover earlier this year? I'm not paying too close attention, but I think they did. So that's your 3A. There's also Salesianum at Middletown and St. George's at Appaquidimic. And these are either Friday or Saturday games for the quarterfinals in 3A. Okay. In Division 2A, Lake Forest and Del Mar made round one. And there you go. Anyway, those are some notable things. I don't have all the info there, but that's a few notable local items when it comes to, you know, high school football. Let's bring up the news and sound. We have a celebrity obituary I want to tell you about here. Celebrity obit. Sometimes we do that first thing this morning. You may not know this person, but I have a little audio for you. Chances are many of you have heard this person if you've never seen him. And that is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman in an animated Batman series that a lot of people think is the best. Batman, the animated series, all through the 90s. He played the character on television, movies, and video games countless times. Kevin Conroy died following a short battle with cancer.
It started with Batman, the animated series, and then The Adventures of Batman and Robin, and then came the Justice League, Batman Beyond. There was Mask of the Phantasm, Sub-Zero, Killing Joke. I've been doing it the longest of anybody, and I've been the one that's sort of referred to as the animated voice.
Right, the animated voice. Here is a clip from a movie from 2012, Justice League Doom. Batman is in danger of being dropped from the Justice League and has to make an appeal before the other superheroes. Here we go.
We have to decide whether Batman should be allowed to remain in the league.
Before we vote, I think the accused should be allowed a few words in his defense.
Seconded.
Batman?
My actions don't require any defense. In the same situation, I do it again. As individuals, and even more so as a group, the Justice League is far too dangerous to lack a failsafe against any possible misuse of our power. If you people can't see the potential danger of an out-of-control Justice League, I don't need to wait for a vote. I don't belong here.
News in sound. Time to get back to work. Time to get back in the office. It was actually a bit of a campaign issue here in Sussex County. Is it time for county employees, row office employees, to work from the office again? Well, at least in Twitter, at Twitter, with Elon Musk's new takeover, he's saying Twitter employees, you need to get back in the office. You don't come back to the office, it's your resignation. At a meeting, he was recorded, secretly recorded, giving the ultimatum to any remote working Twitter employees. Here we go.
People do not return to the office when they are able to return to the office. Apparently, I cannot remain at the company. End of story.
Why is our leadership trying to increase attrition rate if we are already understaffed and barely able to keep things running?
I'm not trying to increase attrition. I think we are not understaffed. I think we are overstaffed. That is my opinion, which you're welcome to disagree with. Basically, if you can show up at an office and you do not show up at the office, resignation accepted. End of story.
If you can show up to the office and you don't show up to the office, resignation accepted. All right. Very good. That's how it goes. Barry, good morning. Let's go Golden Knights on the text line. Yes, let's go Golden Knights. Their game is Saturday night at Sussex Central. Dover comes down to take on Sussex Central in the quarterfinals. There you go. Good to see Cape in the quarterfinals, too. That's exciting. Wouldn't it be great? You know, you always fantasize. Wouldn't it be great if it came down to Cape versus Sussex Central for the championship. That would be quite an ask, but it would be fascinating. And good for Sussex County, that's for sure. 6 o'clock at Delaware 105.9. Time for the latest from CBS News. Then we'll get to the 6 big things you need to know to start your day.
Leaders have proposed a memorandum of understanding, which will be a topic of today's city council meeting. Grotto's Pizza has filed plans for a hotel on Rehoboth Avenue. The hotel, which would be at the former Dolly's Candyland location in Rehoboth Beach, would feature a 60-room hotel, a restaurant, and 2 stories of underground parking. The plans have been in the works since late summer. I'm Eric Sharp, Delaware 105.9.
Today is Pam Bauer Day at Delaware 105.9. If you know Pam Bauer, send a text or make a phone call and wish her a happy day. Hey, good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to the Dan Gaffney program. I appreciate it greatly. Thank you. You guys are awesome. Thank you for tuning in. It is the 6 big things you need to know to start your day. We call it the Big 6 at 6, sponsored by Dry Zone. If you have a wet basement or a damp, humid crawl space, Dry Zone can create a custom solution for you at dryzone.com. All right, big thing number one, the magazine buyback is happening this week. In June, Governor Carney signed into law something called the Delaware Large Capacity Magazine Prohibition Act of 2022, making the possession of a so-called high-capacity magazine illegal in the state. In addition, that law authorized the state Department of Safety and Homeland Security to conduct a limited buyback program. Delaware residents are eligible to receive fair market compensation for any magazine with the capacity to hold more than 17 rounds of ammo. This is for Delaware residents only. The program is intended for individuals and does not apply to wholesale, retail, manufacturer, and distributor business entities. Anonymous relinquishments are permitted. However, no compensation will be provided. Really? You can do it anonymously, but they're not going to pay you. But, all right, well, here's when the buyback is. It's Wednesday at Troop 4. They're doing it in Camden and Newark as well at the different police troops. But locally, Sussex County, Delaware, Troop 4 from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's Wednesday night, okay? The question has been raised. If you have a magazine that holds 18 to 30 rounds, you're going to pay $15. If it holds more than 31, you get $25. If it's a drum, you know, one of the high magazine capacity drums, they'll pay $80. The question was asked, could I round up some magazines that hold 18 to 30 rounds for less than 15, but then sell them in? How many can I take? It doesn't really say, but it says if you plan to redeem a device, I'm reading straight from the state of Delaware here. If you plan to redeem a device and have questions, the number is 302-745-2680. Certain exemptions apply. You have to look at the new Delaware code, Title 11, Section 1469C. Title 11, Section 1469C, to find out the exemption. Maybe I'll read that here shortly. And then there's the question, okay, fine. They say it's illegal. I own it. I think it's worth more than $15, and I don't want to give it up. There is that. It'll be interesting to see how many people bother with this. I might sell a few of mine and keep the rest. You know, I wonder if people are saying that to themselves. 302-839-1059. Big thing number two. A police chase ended in a fatality. Troopers Friday night in the Clarksville area saw a green Acura driving crazy and going west on Vines Creek Road. The trooper tried to pull the vehicle over, but it is said that the driver of the Acura went through the front yard of a residence, did a U-turn, and started going east on Vines Creek Road. The trooper was chasing as the car went west onto Roxana Road, not stopping, disregarding the trooper's emergency lights and sirens, high rate of speed. Going westbound now. When the Acura got to the intersection of Roxana Road and Pyle Center Road, ran a red light, smacked right into a tractor trailer. Tractor trailer had the green light. The Acura hit the rear wheels of the trailer and got lodged underneath and was dragged northbound. 28-year-old guy dead. Tractor trailer driver, not hurt, thankfully. Big thing, number three, there was a shooting that is still being investigated late last week in the area of Oak Street near Millsboro. Troopers get called in the middle of the afternoon. 30-year-old guy. Got shot in his left thigh by an unknown man, unknown to the police. During an altercation, the victim was transported to an area hospital for treatment. No one else was harmed. And the police have said they're investigating, but the circumstances and motive remain under investigation. I don't think our 30-year-old friend who got shot is talking. Big thing, number four, the Democrats have taken control, effectively, of the Senate, U.S. Senate, as we're still counting votes. Now, if that seems normal to you, that we're still counting votes, I don't know what to say, but it's not normal. Anyway, Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto won her election to a second term representing Nevada over the weekend, defeating Republican Adam Laxalt. And you couple that with this guy Mark Kelly's win in Arizona. He was a Democratic candidate, too. He won on Friday. They say he won. So the Democrats now hold a 50-49 edge in the Senate. All right. So even if the Republicans win the Georgia runoff, it'll be 50-50, and that gives the Democrats control because Vice President Kamala Harris is the tie-breaking vote if Herschel Walker were to win. We still don't know who controls the House. You need 218 to control the House. They're still counting votes in several key House races. Does that seem normal to you? It doesn't seem normal to me. Call me whatever you want, election denier. I'm not even denying it. It's not normal, people. It's not. It does nothing but invite speculation that something's crooked because you can't get it done. Stupid. Republicans have control 212 seats. So control of the House is still really up in the air. People are making the assumption that the Republicans will control the House, but hasn't happened yet. And we still finding ballots and counting and, pretending that this is so hard to do. Wacky. Big thing five. Delaware put out a call that we need nurses. If you have a, if you're a nurse that has pediatric experience, inpatient pediatric experience, they say there's a severe strain on local hospitals, and to be proactive because flu season is hot right now and RSV cases are on the rise, be great to have some nurses come in and help out, they say. So let's, that was the call put out by some folks, Division of Professional Regulation. Who else? Delaware Healthcare Association is asking nurses with this experience to get up with local hospitals. And here's an item on big thing number six. A repo of a car, repossession of a car gone bad in Dover. Delaware State Police are apparently looking for a Dover man who allegedly threatened to kill the man who was trying to repossess his car. How about that? The repo man got a gun pulled on him Friday night. They say a man named Mark Morris, whose car was getting repoed, pulled a gun on the repo man. Repo man went to a convenience store, called the cops. They have not been able to locate Mark Morris. He is, they put out his mugshot. He's a big boy, 5'11", 360 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. Do you know that guy, Mark Morris, 5'11", 360? The Popo are looking for the people to help find him. They allege all subjects innocent until proven guilty, but they allege he pulled a gun on the repo man. Dan Gaffney, Delaware 1059, Monday morning. Hello.
Good morning, Dan. Frank in Milford. How are you?
Frank. I'm all right, but look, let's just be honest, Republican or Democrat, it's not normal to still be counting votes here. It's Monday the 14th. Come on.
Well, you gotta make it look good by your counting ballots that have been harvested or don't have any information on them. Dude. You know, you mean to tell me the most advanced country in the world,
right?
We can't count a ballot in a day?
Yeah, the country that so arrogantly proclaimed, we are the arbiter of fair elections, and we will go across the country with observers, across the world, rather, to other countries, and observe their elections so that this kind of stuff doesn't happen in other countries. We have it going on right here. Stupid.
Yeah, I mean, even Venezuela gets their ballots counted in a day. So, I mean, you know it's going one way, but it still doesn't matter. And this, again, I got to go back to Carney with extending this emergency. I mean, how long are we going to let this go on? Now you have hospitals calling for nurses because of the rise in RSV cases. Well, you can directly correlate that to children wearing masks. But yet, we want to keep on doing things that we know work. What works? Masks don't work. Your stupid vaccine, you can call it a vaccine, and it's not a vaccine. Don't work.
Right.
The level of stupidity in this country is astounding. But again, I have to go into work to do inventory early, and I get all worked up just by listening to one thing one of these morons say.
Well, look, as you do inventory, I hope it doesn't take you. I hope you don't have to count and recount and recount for a whole week. That's all.
Well, I'd be fired, Dan. Just to let you know that.
Thanks for the call. Don't get fired. Count well and have a great day at work. Thank you very much for the phone call. The Big 6 at 6 brought to you by DryZone.
If you have a wet basement or problems with a damp, humid crawl space, DryZone can create a custom solution for you. Sagging floors or sinking concrete, DryZone can help you save and protect your home. Need some more living space?
DryZone finishes basements and garages with sturdy materials designed to stand up to the demands of high humidity environments. Contact the experts at DryZone. DryZone offers you a no-cost, no-obligation, free inspection. Contact DryZone, 302-684-5034, or visit them online at DryZone.com. DryZone, your complete source for crawl space encapsulation, basement waterproofing and finishing, and foundation repair. That's DryZone.com. Easy with a high of 57. And that's your forecast from the Delaware 105.9 Weather Center.
Delaware 105.9.
Coming up on the Mike Gallagher Show, so much breaking news. We've got it all for you. We'll help you figure out what to make of it all. The Mike Gallagher Show next this morning at 9 here on Delaware 105.9.
Dear Dan, it may be 50-50 in the Senate, and they have Kamala, but we have Joe Manchin.
Well, also, it'll only be 50-50 if Herschel Walker were to win the early December runoff in Georgia. Right now, it's 50-49. Herschel Walker doesn't win, 51-49. If Herschel Walker does win, yeah, then it's 50-50, and Kamala Harris would be a tiebreaker. And yeah, there's Joe Manchin, if you can count on him. Next text. To Donald Trump effect. The Saturday night, by the way, Saturday night after Nevada and the Senate was called for the Democrats, Donald Trump's fundraising operation teased a run for presidency once again. Here's what they said. Here's what Donald Trump said Saturday night. If you want me to run in 2024, who should my vice president be? And it was an email signed by Trump. It said, you have 30 minutes to answer. They were doing like a teaser poll. Now I see people that, this is just me observing, I see people asking the question, should Donald Trump go ahead and announce tomorrow? He's supposedly, you know, the big announcement tomorrow of some sort. Should he wait until after the Georgia runoff? If he's going to run, should he wait till after the Georgia runoff or go ahead and announce tomorrow? Anyway, too many questions, right? My question was, do you think this is normal that it takes this long to count votes? I don't. It just seems ridiculous. Hard to understand. Hard to imagine how other states do it. So bizarre. Super, super strange to me, anyway. It doesn't make sense. And when something doesn't make sense, you know, you got to trust your gut. Don't trust what they're telling you. Trust your gut. Your gut says, this isn't right. Why is it taking you so long? You've been in there a long time. It's like somebody going in the bathroom and they're in there for a strange amount of time. You know something's wrong. You know something's not quite right. Hey, you all right in there? You know, same thing. You just know it, right? It's not a normal situation going on in there. Same thing with the ballot counting. It's not a normal situation going on in there. That's right. Whether you can prove anything funny or not is another story, but, you know, it just doesn't ring true to me. That's all. Good morning. Delaware 105.9. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. This is Larry over at Millsboro.
Hi, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning to you, my friend. And big thing number four, I'm glad you brought that up. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, tomorrow's 1 week from Election Day. And it just seems like they keep counting ballots and counting ballots in Nevada until they get the result they want.
Then suddenly it's over, right? And then it's over. Right. Once they get the event, then it's over. All right, we're done counting.
Yeah, it brings me back to 2020. It just more ballots just keep showing up, and they just keep showing up.
So weird. It doesn't seem normal, but hey. It's not normal to me.
To me, it's not normal. I just don't get it, Dan. I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Butch in Rehoboth Beach. Hi, Butch. Good morning.
Good Monday morning. Yeah, it doesn't seem normal to me. But then again, you know, I'm looking at the state of Pennsylvania, and, you know, they voted for Fetterman. Looks like it was fair. But I have to believe it was fair because in the one county for their state representative, they voted for a guy that had been dead for 30 days. So I'm thinking that everything's on the up and up and people just don't care anymore, I guess.
Possibly.
It's a shame, you know, and I'm never going to give up. I'll continue to fight for, you know, for America and American citizens. But it's a shame the American citizens aren't actually fighting for themselves.
Butch, well said. Good morning. Thanks for your thoughts on the matter. And you're next on the Dan Gaffney program at 6:28. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. This is Bill from near Georgetown.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. A couple things. First, the major thing was that Jim Bohannon passed away over the weekend.
Yes, he did. Yep. Mm-hmm. We're sorry to hear that. Our radio brother, yes. Jim Bohannon.
Yes. He does have a very good replacement.
Yeah, I'm glad you're liking it.
I don't know if you've ever talked to him or not. I know you'd talk to Mike Gallagher sometimes.
Yeah. I haven't talked to Jimbo's replacement, but I'm glad it's working out for you. That's
okay. And the second is the deceased that was elected in Pennsylvania. I looked that up. He passed after the ballots were already sent to the printer.
Right.
And according to the PA law, it has to stay. They have to run a special election.
Mm-hmm.
So
that would happen here too. I mean, that would happen here too. That, some, you know.
Yeah, that's an acceptable reason for what happened.
All right, man.
Have a good day.
I appreciate the call. As we approach 6:30 here at Delaware 105.9, it is Monday morning, November 14th. Hope you're doing all right. Don't forget our Monday roll call. If you want to check in, and we'll mark you present and accounted for. A check-in is simply just tell us where you're calling from and say hi. Small talk's okay Monday morning. We'll mark you present. We'd love to hear from you. 302-839-1059.
So Beach and Boardwalk Report, I'm Steve Williams in the Delaware 105.9 Weather Center.
The Bible, a massive subject.
The Bible.
Read your Bible longer.
That's the Bible, by the way.
The Bible says so.
The Bible.
This is a Bible.
The beginning of Psalm 119 says, "How blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. How blessed are those who observe his testimonies, who seek him with all their heart. They also do no unrighteousness. They walk in his ways. You have ordained your precepts that we should keep them diligently, or that, oh, that my ways may be established to keep your statutes. Then I shall not be ashamed when I look upon all your commandments." Delaware 105.9, 6:35. Welcome to the program. Television highlight over the weekend, Dave Chappelle on Saturday Night Live, I have to say. I was able to watch his monologue. It was in many ways genius and very good. I have to hand it to him. Very unfunny Saturday Night Live was actually made interesting with Dave Chappelle as a guest. What else? Your phone calls, 302-839-1059. We still don't know. We still don't know who controls the U.S. House of Representatives. 218 seats are needed to control the House. It is said that the Republicans are at 212, and we're still counting. Over the weekend, enough votes were found where the Democratic senator candidate, Catherine Cortez Masto, won her election, defeating the Republican Adam Laxalt in Nevada. Democrat Senator Mark Kelly had a victory in Arizona on Friday. So right now it is in the Senate, Democrats 50, Republicans 49. One more seat to be decided in a runoff election in December. Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker will have a runoff. So if Herschel Walker wins, then it'll be a 50-50, 50 Republicans, 50 Democrats split with Kamala Harris, the vice president, as a tie-breaking vote. So under complete party line splits, the Democrats would maintain control of the Senate. Fascinating. And meanwhile, over the weekend, Donald Trump continues to tease his announcement that he may run for president. He may make the official announcement. As I said a moment ago, they sent out an email. He said, if you want me to run in 2024, who should my vice president be? You have 30 minutes to answer. It was a fundraising operation email sent out. Hope you're doing well. We are headed to the low 50s for a high today. A little chilly this morning. Brisk morning. I like it. Any thoughts on the counting of these votes? I'm just simply saying, like a lot of people, it's not normal. It's not normal that we're still counting. It's embarrassing. It only opens up the door for speculation about cheating. I think it seems bizarre to me that tomorrow's a week. And we're still counting congressional votes in different parts of this country. I cannot imagine that situation. Can't imagine how backward you would have to be as a country to be able to not count your votes in a timely and efficiently and effectively in a timely manner. And to me, days and days later is not a timely manner. Ridiculous. Even Return Day, 100 and some centuries old Return Day was 2 days after, even when everything was counted by hand and driven around in carriages. It didn't take a week. You knew. That's why you went back to Georgetown to hear who won 2 days later. Now it's 2022 and it's a week and we still don't know in some of these races in this country. Crazy. Does that make sense to you? Seriously, does it make sense to you at all? I mean, does this, what are we watching here? What are we watching? Just, people being super careful? Or are we watching cheating? Or are we watching ineptitude? What are we watching? 302-839-1059. I'm telling you, it's strange. Also, the high-capacity gun magazine buyback. Is there anyone listening that has a, quote, high-capacity magazine and you plan on not giving it up? with his new law. Wednesday, between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. at Troop 4 in Georgetown, they'll be giving you money for your magazines. You can turn them in. Let's go to Ivory in Harbison, Delaware. He is on the air everywhere. Hello, Ivory.
How you doing, Dan?
Good.
You know, I was listening at you as you were talking about how difficult it is to get numbers in this modern time with greater technology and supposed to be more smarter brains or whatever. And I tell you, I'm going to always keep on voting. But I'll tell you, the voter confidence, because of the way these people are playing this song and dance and the theater that we're getting, no wonder there are a bunch of people who really don't want to participate because they're discouraged by this song and dance that we're getting.
You called it theater, right?
It is a theater. Dan, come on. I'm like 67 years old, man. And in all my life, I've seen so many different presidents and elections go in and out and what have you. And how come now when we've got more technology, greater technology, computers that can do this, that, or the other, and you mean thing to tell me that they can't get a simple numbers together like this? It's a song and dance. And listen at the rhetoric that we're hearing. It's craziness. And there are some people like myself who just want to listen at the politician, get a fair vote, find out that will help me community-wise, statewide, and country-wise. And they make it, the ones making it difficult is the clowns already in office.
Here you go. Ivory calling it like it is. A theater, a song and dance / theater. Some people think it's a straight steal of the election live and in broad daylight. That's what some people think. And I don't think you have to be a conspiracy theorist to kind of wonder that because, you know, it's just, it's not making sense. Anyway, good morning, Delaware 1059. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Hey, well, the one, I got two things here. The first one on the voting part is, and I don't know if it makes you scratch your head also, but it's, if on these states with all these congressional and the House seats that they're still counting votes, how can you take and call the rest of the ticket for any part of that state? They're all on the same ballot.
Because maybe margin of victory or something?
Possibly on that, I could see. But it's, you know, if the margin of victory is still greater than the number of ballots out.
Yeah, keep in mind, we're talking about congressional seats. These are not statewide votes that need to be counted, right? They're just congressional seats. They're, you know, portions, small geographical areas within a state that we're
correct.
Still counting. Give me a break.
You know, but I mean, but in that same one, they've already called, you know, the governors, they've called the state house and the council, you know, the county councils and all the other local races that were on the same ballot type deal. You know, I mean, it was like if you counted the ballot and you can call all the local races and everything else, when you tabulate the ballots, you should get the figures for the House seats. You know, I get it with the, you know, hey, if someone won by 200,000 and there's only 78,000 votes left or ballots left or whatever. You know, possibly calling the thing, but it still just gives the untrust, you know, and the vision of, or, you know, the, yeah, basically it stinks type deal, you know.
Right.
Something, yep.
I get it. Listen, thank you. 302-839-1059, 302-839-1059. That's how you reach the program. Let's go to the text line here. Texter says, doesn't make sense, and there isn't anything we can do about it. It's like a bad movie watching the news, right? It is like a bad movie. Next text, Dan, you know Democrats, they just keep counting till they win. So crooked, so pitiful. That's what Joe says. Let's go to Michael in Georgetown. Let's just take a call. Hey, Michael, good morning.
Hey, good morning, buddy. How was your weekend?
Very good. I wish it was still going on, quite frankly. I love Mondays, but I wanted to sleep in today, let me tell you.
Yeah, I got out for the weekend after return day. I mean, return day was very successful business-wise, but I got out for the weekend and just kind of relaxed. I was like, I had to, man. My body was sore for a good 24 hours afterwards, so it was pretty solid.
Good.
You know, just so many people, we talked about so much stuff over the weekend, and unfortunately all this election stuff is still coming up, and I just still shake my head, kind of like, you know, most of your listeners are and stuff. It's, you know, for years, I mean, I'm 52 years old, and as far back as I can remember, it was always counted, and we sat around and watched the news at 10 o'clock at night and saw the elections. And they didn't contest them. They didn't say they were bad. They didn't say this, that. So I don't get why we're doing it. And then the Republicans, and I'll say it again, I'm not a Republican. I'm unaffiliated, but I'm definitely conservative. And the Republicans, again, let down their constituents. Obamacare, they complained about it for 8 years. It comes to it, it's handed to them, and they couldn't do nothing for it.
Right.
Right. This, they had 2 years to plan this, and their leadership was poor. I mean, there was no way, based upon the results of Biden and their administration, that they should have had anything even remotely close to what's happened right now. And they didn't capitalize on it. You know, and now they're like, oh, well, you know, in 2 years, we're going to be able to show this. Well, no, we heard that the last time, heard that the last time. It's like, I truly believe what some of the Republicans are doing are calling for new leadership and saying, let's get rid of these people because, you know, they're either too vested, you know, or divested in their Democrat or whatever counterparts that they can't bring out all the dirt or something. I don't know what's going on.
Thank you so much, Michael, for your thoughts. Interesting story in the Epoch Times today. Media defending Nevada's slow election vote count after condemning delayed tally back in 2020 in Iowa. Many of the mainstream media outlets that are currently defending the slow counting of votes in Nevada and Arizona had criticized the very same thing in their coverage of the 2020 Democratic Iowa caucuses, according to Newsbusters, which is a media research center, exposing bias in the media. They compiled a video montage of reporters from outlets like MSNBC, CNN, ABC, and CBS News, in which they repeatedly state that the lengthy vote counting process in Arizona is normal and ordinary and part of the process. Arizona has taken days to count its votes for governor and U.S. Senate following Tuesday's election. Alongside the first video published by Newsbusters is a second montage in which hosts from the same media outlets condemned slow vote counting process in the Democratic primary back in 2020 in Iowa. And they're bemoaning still not knowing who had won days after the elections had taken place. In the first video, MSNBC Katie Tour tells viewers, "The truth, everyone, as you know, is that it's going to take time and that is normal." Michael Steele, MSNBC, says it's part of the process and normal. In contrast, reporters from those same stations in 2020 criticized the vote counting process in Iowa, with MSNBC anchor Hallie Jackson telling viewers in 2020, "Breaking this morning, the Iowa caucuses. They're what's breaking because the system is broken." Then CNN anchor Chris Cuomo called the delayed results an epic failure by the Iowa Democratic Party. CBS's Gayle King said it seems the jokes are going to start writing themselves. Caucus chaos, well, some people called it. Well, they were right in 2020, and today it's the same chaos, though. It's the same the shenanigans and funny business. It doesn't make sense. Don't. Look, I'll just say this. When someone tries to tell you this is normal and part of the process, it's not normal and it's not part of the process. It's not. It's the exact opposite. When they tell you it's normal, calm down, everybody, relax. It takes this long to count ballots. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Not if it's done normally and regularly. It doesn't count. Take this long. It just doesn't. Stop being stupid. Tom from Seaford says, on the high-capacity magazine buyback program, did they say how much money was allocated for the program? I saw that there was $15,000 allotted, which is only money for 1,000 magazines in the state. Also, with concealed carry permit, you can still legally possess high-capacity mags. Next text. The Prez said he was in Colombia when really in Cambodia. Next text. Dan, that's why some people don't want to vote, because of stuff like this. Next text. It's called election day, not election week. That's a good point. 6:53, you're on the air, Groundhog.
Hey, good morning. Apostle Ivory got me thinking about something. Now, he probably had a counseling session this morning or recently in Guam, you know. And he, 20 years ago, that was unheard of.
Right.
And that's how far we've advanced in technology. That's commonplace. So you mean to tell me that these clowns can't count? You know, right. How hard is it to count? And also, they had this little backup thing because they already have us listed as election deniers if you say anything.
Right.
And even though I get your point of what you were just saying about how they did it in the past, they stigmatize us by calling us election deniers when we're just questioning. And we should question. That's what democracy does. You know, we should question it.
Yeah, but these states need to get their act together, change their system, and stop making everybody doubt that this is fair. I mean, get it together.
It's frustrating because you have no recourse at this point. You just have to, and it's also very frustrating that it's causing people not to vote or just say, you know, what difference does it make? A lot of people are at that point where they're saying, what difference does it make if I vote or not? Because they've already... they've already made their decision what they want to do.
Listen to this guy. On your point, David in Salisbury on the text line says, Dan, after 2 days of not knowing the election results, I honestly don't care who wins now. I know that sounds terrible, but I've lost all hope in the election system. Right. After a couple of days, you lose interest.
Right. And what can we do different to change that? I don't think there's anything at this point we can do except lobby to have this mail-in balloting stopped completely. We stopped it, not absentee balloting. You can still vote in person. Right. I think it works. But the mail-in stuff has to stop.
For the sanity of the country, I think, quite frankly. You're right. Thank you, Groundhog. Back in a moment to text or make a phone call and wish her a happy day.
On the next Markley Van Camp and Robin show, Arizona has hired Sesame Street's Count Von Count.
Anything they can do to help at this point, bring them in.
Today at noon, here on Delaware 105.9.
Hey, good morning. Sunny morning. Dan Gaffney with you at 302-839-1059. Many of you just tuning in at 7. We've been here since 5:30. Where have you been? Are you there? Are you listening this morning? Monday roll call. I'd love it if you could call just to say hello. And we'll mark you present and accounted for the week. That's what we do on Monday. If you want to jump on those phones, just tell us where you're calling from. Say hi. 302-839-1059. Monday roll call is always like, you know, call for no reason. Okay. All right. We still don't know the election results. Over the weekend, Democrats were announced to have won the Nevada and the Arizona seat. So it looks like Democrats have control of the Senate. Republican tally right now over in the House, where you need 218 to have control of the House. We're at 211 seats. Democrats 204. And in my opinion, we are shockingly, supposedly, still counting votes. It's Monday the 14th. And I don't care if they told us ahead of time this was going to take weeks and that's part of the deal. It's not part of the deal. It's not normal. People are trying to gaslight you if they tell you this is normal. Hello, you're on the air. Monday roll call.
Dan Lyle from Bridgeville checking in for the morning roll call. And I will encourage everyone to say we know God is in charge. It's ridiculous, but we'll trust him for the results. And I'm just checking. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. That's how you do a Monday roll call right there. Thank you, Lyle. As of, here's Time Magazine. Let's take a look at this for a second. Time Magazine, as of yesterday morning, there were 20 races for the House uncalled. Ballots still being counted in Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Maine, Oregon, and New York. Really? Well, that's quite amazing. And then they go in race by race in those states that I mentioned and kind of break out, you know, who's running and that sort of thing. Amazing. Here's Don in Georgetown. Don says, now this is Don's opinion. I'm reading it. I'm not going to beat around the bush, he writes. It was cheated. Another 2020 all over. Whoever can call me whatever they want, I don't give a blank. I have seen evidence with Mike Lindell, with data showing the cheat, with the Democrat blue line in real time spiking up and then dropping off when they get too far. Voters don't drop off. Until the vote machines are done away with, we'll never have another fair election. 2,000 Mules, a good documentary. Even with proof of rigged election at 2020, even with video showing the steal. Next text. Here's someone who says, Dan, we're at the point of no return. I'm fascinated to hear your opinions here. That's why I'm reading these. Dan, we're at a point of no return. Through decades of indoctrination in schools, they have the youth and will wait until we older people die. This is the world the kids have been taught to want. Get ready for a taste of every dystopian movie made, all while we put our head in the sand and our butt in the air. Get ready for what's next. Next text. Good morning, Dan. I loved you and Becky on Walter Sterling's show last night. And wishing Nova a speedy recovery. Beautiful, talented young lady. Well, thank you, Holly. Thank you. Yes, for the last several weeks, the nationally syndicated Sterling on Sunday program heard nationwide Sunday night, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Becky and I have been on to do a little feature. And I usually get comments on Monday that people have heard it. So thank you very much. Super secret information since you brought it up. Next Sunday night, I may guest host. It is looking like I will be the guest host for Sterling on Sunday nationwide from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. as Sterling is going to take a day off. Walter Sterling. So just a little more about that later. Next text, Dan, just a way to stall and cheat. Again, it's never taken this long to count ballots. I believe I know what the outcome is. The same as it was with Mr. Don and JoJo. Okay. Thank you for the phone call. Earlier this morning, we had a listener, Charlie the Milkman, call and talk about how pleased he was with the services of Atkins and Sons Materials. You know, in the place for mulch and firewood and stone and all those kinds of products. He went over the weekend. People recognized his voice. He said he heard about it on the radio. It was a match made in heaven. Okay. And anyway, he gave a great compliment to Atkins and Sons Materials, one of our great sponsors. They're on Dagsboro Road in Millsboro. I recommend them for stone and topsoil and sod and firewood. Got some chill in the air, man. You got to get your firewood delivered, and they'll bring it to you, or you can pick up on site. Atkins and Sons, Dagsboro Road in Millsboro, next to Sussex Lumber. They're also reminding you they have skid steer service. Like, if you have a load of stone and you want someone to spread it with a skid steer, or you need lot clearing or bushes pulled out or something like that, and you need skid steer service, you can call the Atkins number, which I'm going to give you here. This is the number where you can call and have them deliver all the great products. Maybe it's time to stock up. This week, if you get paid twice a month, tomorrow's probably payday for a lot of you. 15th. Make plans now to get an order in with Atkins and Sons. Here's their number, 302-745-1587. 302-745-1587, Atkins and Sons Materials, Dagsboro Road in Millsboro, right off of 113, next to Sussex Lumber. Your headquarters for all this stuff. Stone, Delaware River Rock, landscape stone, driveway stone, firewood, and more. Colder tonight, low 29. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then periods of rain late in the afternoon with a high of 55. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 57. And that's your forecast from the Delaware 105.9 Weather Center. Delaware
105.9. Coming up on the Mike Gallagher Show, so much breaking news. We've got it all for you. We'll help you figure out what to make of it all. The Mike Gallagher Show, next, this morning at 9, here on Delaware 105.9.
Dean. Good morning. Dean says, I wonder what percentage of Democrats that, quote, win in the states that are still counting votes. Next text. If the Dems were cheating, why would they drag it out and feed the conspiracy theorists and win, quote, just barely? That would make no sense. Well, the thing, if you believe in the cheating theory, you're losing on election night. So you have to pretend you're still counting, and then you find and harvest more ballots until you win. That's why it takes days, because you got to harvest more ballots. That's why it takes that long. Here's someone who says, let me go to this. Gateway Pundit has been documenting, just in Arizona, I know there's multiple states where they're still counting, but some of the congressional districts. But anyway, and here's what they've been following in Arizona, just to give you an idea of some of the voter irregularities. In Maricopa County, Arizona, it's the big populated county there, when the polls opened last election day, voters were told at several places the tabulators were not working. What happens there is you cast a ballot, then you put it in this thing that counts it, tabulates the vote. And that happened across Maricopa County, and there were long lines, and voters were told to go to another location to vote in some cases. And keep in mind, Katie Hobbs, who's running for governor, is the current Secretary of State in charge of elections. And instead of tabulating their ballot directly last Tuesday, voters were told to put their ballot in a box under the tabulator so their ballot may be tabulated later at a different location. Okay. 30% of the precincts in Maricopa County had this problem on election day. there were long lines. And here is video of a poll worker. This is last Tuesday morning. Here's a poll worker with the badges and the IDs and everything, trying to explain to a voter what's going on and why there's a long line and what some of the problems are.
Of course, I know everybody wants to make sure that it reads and everything is fine.
Can you repeat that?
I can promise
you. Can you start from the beginning and repeat that?
So what happens is we have two tabulators. One of the tabulators is not working, okay? The other tabulator is taking about 75% successful. So 25% of them are being misread, and it could be a printer issue.
So far, did you just hear what he said? They have two tabulators at this polling place. One of them's not working. It's not tabulating. The other one is only reading it correctly 75% of the time. All right, continue.
Or it could be the tabulator itself. So when it's misread, you have an option to put it into what's called box three, and it gets read, whether it goes downtown and gets read manually, or whether it gets refed in into our tabulator.
You don't want to adjudicate.
They get read, no. Okay? So no one's trying to deceive anybody.
Of course not. Not on election day. That would never happen, right? No, that would never happen.
So choices are, you know, you guys... Sure.
This is a poll worker trying to explain to people at 6 a.m. in a big long line. Anyway, Gateway Pundit says that 30% of the polling places had this problem. Yikes. Now, there's a whole video montage of people telling their stories about how they couldn't vote. I mean, dozens and dozens of people are trying to tell the rest of the country what's going on. Let's listen to a few of these dudes.
My name is Steve Handelin. At 5:30 in the morning on November 11, I was number 9 in line at the Anthem Outlet Center for voting.
Arizona.
At 6 when it opened, we were admitted. I got a ballot and I voted. And when I went to put it in the tabulator, to my great surprise, what I found was a line of 20 or more people waiting to put their ballots in the tabulator.
Tabulating.
One of the tabulators was broken, and the other tabulator kept rejecting everyone's votes. As a consequence, everyone who was outside of the voting area was not allowed in because there wasn't room for that many people. We were given a choice. They would take your ballot and put it in a box for later.
For later.
Or they would mark it as no good, and you could get a new ballot and try it again in the voting machine.
Which would give you basically two ballots then at that point.
In the tabulator. I did the latter, and I was lucky. Mine got through my second vote. But I saw a lot of people whose second and third votes did not get through. And when I left, there were still probably a block and a half or two blocks of people waiting in line at 7:15 in the morning.
2 hours.
2 hours.
This process took you 2 hours.
2 hours.
That's it. I'm done.
Next guy.
We voted on election day at the tear-free council chambers. Worker gave us a pen when we took the top off. It was a felt tip type pen. We are making a HAVA Title III complaint.
Very well. Hi, my name is Julie Jones. I voted at St. Andrew's Church at 31st Avenue in Cholla. When I went to put my ballot inside the feeder machine, it just kept cycling through. It did take my vote, but it never did a confirmation and allowed me to okay it.
Oops.
Kevin Bembry. Live at I-17 in Union Hills Drive. I went to the polling station at the Deer Valley School District office, which is the 101 and 15th Avenue.
Right.
I arrived there and they said that the tabulating machines were down, but the poll worker proceeded to give me addresses which were way out, which seemed like they were way out of the way, which was kind of odd to me. It almost sounded like she was trying to dissuade me from voting. But so as I was circling the addresses and prepared to go to some of those addresses, I looked at an address that was at 7th Avenue and the 101, which is a...
By the way, let me interrupt here. A second issue is So they get all these people that put their ballots in boxes, untabulated, to be counted later, supposedly. And then the chain of command on those ballots is all questionable as well. People are following trucks around and seeing the trucks going into warehouses that are closed off, and you can't see what's happening with them. And it's all like, it's a complete nightmare. It's like a third world country election nightmare.
A church.
Arizona.
And so I got to that address and I was able to vote. No waiting, no misreads in the tabulation machine, nothing. So it all worked out. So, but I've never had that happen before. So, all right. Thank you.
Hi, this is Sam Savastano. I'm sending a message regarding my experience at the voting polls. I went to the Deer Valley Airport, and upon arrival, you know, none of the machines were reading very well.
Yeah, they're not working.
There must have been 30, 40 people deep in the lines. So I ended up asking how I could expedite my experience with being there because the readers weren't working, and one of the workers had indicated that the printer may not have been printing properly, which affected the reading. So
what I'm saying is, Arizona, get it together, get better machines, or get a better system. This is a joke for the country.
So she had assured me that if I did the off the computer, that it would read the barcode, or the I think it's called the QR code. So I did my voting on where they do for, I think, handicap or accessible people. And it read the first time. But I can tell you, there was a lot of disruption, I would say, with frustration, where people putting in multiple, as I was standing there watching, you know, some people, you know, after 3, 4, 5, 6 attempts, it may or may not have taken it. And it was just, it was crazy, for whatever that's worth. That's my experience with voting. Take care.
Is there Arizonians? Is that what they're called? Arizonians compiling their Election Day shenanigan reports?
My name is John Krause.
Hi, John.
I went to vote on Election Day at Dove of the Desert United Methodist Church, located at 7201 West Beardsley Road. I stood in line for about an hour, and it was barely moving, so I went to inquire as to what the delay was. I went inside the polling place, and I was told that the tabulators were not working.
There
people
you
were standing.
Another place without the tabulators.
In long lines, some just walking around in circles wondering what to do, and many did not want to leave until their ballots were scanned.
That's right.
Some scanned them as many as 10 to 12 times.
Oh!
Some of them got taken and were accepted, but the majority were not. They were being told to put them in the door 3. A lot of people did not want to do that, so many were walking away. Whether they spoiled ballots or not, I don't know. When I saw that occurring, I was not going to mess around with it, so I decided to leave. I went to another polling place at 9049 West Lake Pleasant Parkway. I was able to vote there. The line was about maybe 45 minutes long, but there was only one tabulator working. I believe there were 3 there, but only one was working. And at least my ballot got scanned there first time, got the little check mark, and so I left and felt comfortable that my vote had been counted. Thank you.
What a day. Can you imagine that? It's an hour at the first place, 45 minutes at the second place, plus the travel in between.
Dan Robbins and I voted.
I'm glad that guy did it. Good for you, sir, for hanging tough.
On Tuesday, November 8th at the Desert Hills Community Church at 34835 North 7th Street. The line was extremely long when I got there, and I waited in line 2 hours before I was able to show my ID and actually get a ballot printed off. There were problems with the printers at the location, but I went ahead, I finally got my ballot, I filled it out, I got in line, and the line was extremely long inside to get your ballot tabulated. Found out only one tabulator was working. There were 2 at the location, and one tabulator had not worked since they opened up in the morning. And this is about 3 o'clock that afternoon now, by this time. So I got in line, and when I got the tabulator, it finally tried to read my ballot. I tried it 13 times, every which way you could. The
people 13 times.
Would not read.
You know what it's like? It reminds me of when you're at the car wash and you put a dollar in the change machine and it's not taking your dollar. You stick it in, it kicks it back out. Stick it in, you're trying to get quarters, you know? that's happening on Election Day. It's some of the nonsense that's going on. Answering the question, why does it take so long to count these votes? It doesn't seem right or normal or legit.
Bye. Coming up on the Mike Gallagher Show, so much breaking news. We've got it all for you. We'll help you figure out what to make of it all. The Mike Gallagher Show, next. This morning at 9 here on Delaware 105.9.
The Delmarva Allstate agent, Paul Sarnak, talk or text line is open for you on this Monday morning. Beautiful sunny Monday throughout southern Delaware. And Tiny, not Tiny, in Salisbury says, elections. Biden was practiced in 2020. This election, they have it down to a steal. The election next time. Democrats make it all Democrats, no Republicans at all, no choice. What is the source of that tabulator video? I can't find it. Was Gateway Pundit has it and a few other places. I think Gateway Pundit. From Florida, this text message, no problems voting in Florida. We smashed Chris and Demings. That's what happens in legit states that monitor elections. Next text. It's time people tell local governments how we want to vote. Arizona is an embarrassment and most likely illegal, especially since the AG knew this was happening and not doing anything about it. Next text, quote, the USA, can you believe this? Voting machines not working, such a big hoax. Next text. The first recording said November 11th to vote. Yeah, I noticed that. That's what the guy said. All right, 302-839-1059. Good morning. Last call if you have something to say about just a general observation. As we look at, we still don't know who controls the House. Democrats took control of the Senate. But we're still counting votes. I'm just saying it's not normal. You can say it's normal or the part of the process or just what we have to do all day long. I'm not buying it. It's not normal. All right. That's all. This doesn't make sense. That's my point. Guess what I heard? Parsons Farms Produce. I've been promoting the Parsons Farms Produce. And fresh turkeys for Thanksgiving. They sold out of turkeys. And they are full up on all the sides. It can't take side orders. But look, here's what's new at Parsons. Breakfast, of course. They start serving breakfast at 7 a.m. at Parsons Farms Produce. Have you been there for breakfast? Breakfast and lunch every Monday through Saturday. Their Christmas decorations are arriving. Get in there for that. Christmas decorations. At Parsons Farms Produce, where they have all the great fall produce. Great items in their bakery. Great breakfast items. And now the Christmas items are arriving. On Armory Road in Dagsboro, the best farm market around, and they get my seal of approval, that's for sure. It's 30381 Armory Road, Dagsboro. 30381 Armory Road, Dagsboro. Stop in for breakfast. Breakfast, breakfast, and more breakfast. Breakfast served until 10:30. To go or dine in. Good morning, it's Dan Gaffney. Hello.
Hey, Dan, this is Scott from Georgetown. Hope you're doing well.
I am, Scott. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to tell you, it was my son's first election, and I was going to call in that day when you were taking election results, but I wanted to just tell you a little story. We talk politics a lot, and he's 18, he's very up to par on all the elections locally. We drive together from time to time for work, and we listen to your program, so he's very informed. So sending him to the booth made me feel so comfortable, and we went together, and it was exciting. So that night when we put on 105.9, and then we put on local, you know, TV, and mm-hmm. we're back and forth watching and listening, and he said to me, he said, Dad, I hate to bust your bubble. I said, what? He said, it's not going to be the red wave you think. He right. said, they're mm-hmm. making you believe that. He said, it's going to be, he said, I think they're going to drag this out for at least a week. This is an 18-year-old boy saying this, and here, look where we're at, almost a week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Sad, very sad. It's sad.
Good for your son paying attention, absolutely. Dennis in Ocean View is on the air. Dennis, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. I don't understand why it takes so long to count these ballots anyway. I mean, do they expect these people that are volunteers to be like handwriting analysis experts and verify these signatures and stuff like that? I mean, it's crazy. It really is. One of the things I saw over the weekend, though, which really bothered me, I'm obviously very disappointed about the election and, you know, almost the promise of a red wave that didn't come from many people in the media. But anyway, this FTX, this cryptocurrency, yeah. just quickly, you know, they bankrolled a lot of the Democrats for the midterms. I mean, this guy...
Yeah, so the story is, this is in the business news. Yeah. You got to dig for it, but... Apparently, we gave billions to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Ukraine yeah. then invested some of that money or parked it in this cryptocurrency company, right? And then the cryptocurrency company is donating big time to Democrats across the country. It's like money laundering going on.
Yeah. Let me tell yeah, just quickly. So just to put it into perspective, this guy Bankman who ran this FTX, he donated $40 million for the midterms. Soros invested, like 130. This guy was like the number two donor, okay? He gave like $5 million to Biden for the 2020. But all of this money is from ill-gotten gains. These people that invested in the company are never going to get the money back. I mean, it's not like the Democratic Party is going to return the money. I mean, this is how corrupt things are. This guy... I mean, talk about, you know, affecting an election. I mean, this guy is the guy that did it. I mean, all the money he poured in there, and you know, there's so much fraud going on. It's like the Bernie Madoff thing of cryptocurrency.
Bigger, yeah. This is the biggest thing since then. Here's how they're reporting it on BBC. Okay, BBC says it took fewer than 8 days for Sam Bankman-Fried to go from being nicknamed King of Crypto to his company filing for bankruptcy and him stepping down as chief executive facing federal investigations into how he handled the company's finances. Over the last few years, the internet has been flooded with long interviews with him speaking over video chat from his office desk in the Bahamas. In some of them, there's a distracting clicking noise as his interviewees listen intently to his incredible story of how he became a multi-billionaire in 5 years. The sound is persistent and clearly coming from the American entrepreneur's mouse. Click, 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 it goes in rapid on-off bursts. Meanwhile, Mr. Bankman-Fried's eyes dart around the screen. It's not clear from the videos what he's doing on his computer, but his tweets can give us a pretty good clue. I'm infamous for playing League of Legends while on phone calls, he tweeted. In other words, he's playing video games while he's being interviewed.
Yeah, there's like $2 billion missing
yeah.
over the weekend. Somebody hacked his company. Here's funny. He donated $100,000 to the Republicans and $40 million to the Democrats. I mean, this is so corrupt. I mean, I can't take it anymore.
There is a Ukraine connection, too, though, right? You've heard about that, right? The Ukraine connection to this?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm just really disappointed. Like, even, like, after your show, Mike Gallagher comes on and, you know,
I can help you.
The only thing that's good is that we got Texas, we still have Florida, and we have Ohio. These are no longer swing states.
Can I help you?
All right.
Right. I'll see you later. Better put your order in there, okay? You don't want to lose out on breakfast. I don't know where he was, but he sounds like he was at a drive-thru. Yeah. I like that. All right. Good morning. Here's a texter that says, I think all Republican leaders need to be in Georgia to help. Trump DeSantis all elected this around in the Senate. Okay, next text. I don't know. Worst president in history. One of a handful that doesn't lose his midterm? Question mark. Next text. Dan, we can put a man on the moon, but we cannot count votes now? Next text. Says, Dan, even with mainstream media beating the drum about the imminent red wave, it was going to happen before election time. I wonder if that possibly suppressed Republican vote because the Republicans felt it was going to happen and then it ended up not happening. Well, it wouldn't be the first time they were screwed up polling, that's for sure, right? There's one thing I think we've learned over since 2016 at least, right? About 90% of pollsters ought to get another job. That's for sure. All right, 7:44. All right. Good morning. The news in sound. A roundup of some other things happening here. Elon Musk bought Twitter, and he's now telling employees, get back into the office, work from the office. No remote work. I guess in a teleconference meeting, Musk was recorded, I guess secretly recording, giving the ultimatum to Twitter employees who work from home.
People do not return to the office when they are able to return to the office. If they're going to, I cannot remain at the company. End of story.
Why is our leadership trying to increase attrition rate if we are already understaffed and barely able to keep things running?
I'm not trying to increase attrition. I think we are not understaffed. I think we are overstaffed. That is my opinion, which you're welcome to disagree with. Basically, if you can show up at an office and you do not show up at the office, resignation accepted. End of story.
Right. Get back to work. Right. That was it. Get back to the office. You feel that way about county employees too in Sussex County? That was actually a campaign issue in the Recorder of Deeds race. Anyway, that's Elon Musk. Ultimate Fighting Championship President Dana White is sharing details about a new slap fighting league called Power Slap. Are you serious? I think Dana White is serious.
So this all started for me back in 2017. I started seeing some of these slap videos on social media. First of all, I was blown away by the numbers. I mean, some of these have like 300 million views. So I started thinking, you know, obviously this thing really works for social media, but I thought it would be good for television too if done the right way.
So the league, regulated by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, will include, quote, rules, rankings, and extensive medical testing, and will be shown on television on TBS starting in January. Slap fighting.
For this thing to be a real sport, it needs to be regulated by the Athletic Commission. And the most important thing to us with everything is always the health and safety. It was regulated a few weeks ago by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. There's official weight classes, there's rules, rankings.
Now, excuse me for not knowing, but how do you win a slap fight? Facebook or these YouTube videos with millions of views, what is the rule? Two people stand face to face. I slap him. He slaps me. We just see who can stand there the longest or what? What is that? How does that work? Does anybody know? Like if I wanted to slap fight DB, for instance, over at Eagle, the other radio station in the building, how would we do it? What are the rules? I'm open to hearing that. 302-839-1059. Okay. Dave Chappelle hosting Saturday Night Live, getting a lot of eyebrow raising. He was Dave Chappelle, the genius of Dave Chappelle was on full display, 15-minute monologue. He talked about Kanye West, Kyrie Irving, and their run-ins with people calling them anti-Semitic. That was really the overarching theme. And although he told jokes about them at their expense, the general theme of the general theme of his monologue was basically backing up Kanye West and Kyrie Irving and even Donald Trump a little bit. Let's hear a little snippet.
Before I start tonight, I just wanted to read a brief statement that I prepared. I denounce anti-Semitism in all its forms. And I stand with my friends in the Jewish community. And that, Kanye, is how you buy yourself some time. I gotta tell you guys, early in my career, I learned that there are two words in the English language that you should never say together in sequence. And those words are the and Jews. I've never heard someone do good after they said that. Kanye's gotten into some scrapes before. Normally when he's in trouble, I pull up immediately. But this time I was like, you know what? Let me see what's going to happen first. I just want to see where this is all going. Vaguely, I remember it started with a tweet, strange tweet. It was like, I'm feeling a little sleepy. I'm going to give me some rest, but when I wake up, I'm going to go DEFCON 3 on the Jews. And then he just went to bed. I was up all night worried, what is he going to do to the Jews?
Interesting. The full monologue's quite interesting. As always, you know, the guy's just an interesting cat all the way around. Now, obituary, Kevin Conroy. Kevin Conroy was the voice of Batman through much of the animated history, all the different series. Here's Kevin Conroy. Died of a short battle of cancer. He is now dead. Here he is talking about all the different voices of Batman that he has done.
It started with Batman the Animated Series, and then The Adventures of Batman and Robin, and then came the Justice League, Batman Beyond. There was Mask of the Phantasm, Sub-Zero, Killing Joke. I've been doing it the longest of anybody, and I've been the one that's sort of referred to as the animated voice.
Right, and video games, the cartoons, countless opportunities to voice Batman. Here he is in one of the Justice League movies.
We have to decide whether Batman should be allowed to remain in the league.
Before we vote, I think the accused should be allowed a few words in his defense.
Seconded.
Batman?
My actions don't require any defense. In the same situation, I do it again. As individuals, and even more so as a group, the Justice League is far too dangerous to lack a failsafe against any possible misuse of our power. If you people can't see the potential danger of an out-of-control Justice League, I don't need to wait for a vote. I don't belong here.
All right, there you go. News in sound. Delaware 105.9. Dan, no, we actually cannot put a man on the moon. Thank you. Dan. This is about ballot harvesting as a means of influencing the electoral process, the expansion by making early voting mail-in legal facilities, the results we see. There's more to say. Maybe I'll email you. I don't expect significant correction in my lifetime. I'm past 70 years old. Pat in Georgetown says, yes, Dan, voting in the U.S. is looking like what is happening in the third world countries. I worked at the polls for many years, enjoyed this time, and felt like I was doing something to help in the election process. I made the decision to no longer do this 4 years ago. Most people feel the shenanigans going on are so wrong. But after the last election, it seems like no one is expressing this out of fear, maybe. The Republicans like Giuliani and many others were destroyed. I'm thankful that Delaware did away with the mail-in ballots. This needs to be stopped in all states. I agree with you, Pat. Dan, prepare for more scams coming from India since a big chunk of the firings by Musk are Twitter staff there. LOL. Next text. I don't mean to be Captain Obvious, but the whole ballot counting process taking so long to me started in 2020. In years previous, no real issues or widespread issues. Maybe we need to go back to where it worked. Regardless of tampering, just get them counted in a day and move on. Right, there you go. All right, here's somebody talking about Parsons. We heard you talk so much about Parsons. We went there last week and ordered our first turkey. Looks like we got our order in just in time. We ordered pies as well. We brought home their apple dumplings. They were absolutely delicious. We told the staff we heard Dan bragging on them, so we had to go see for ourselves. What a wonderful place. Loved the animals. The cows were mooing. So I thought they were trying to have a conversation with us. Thank you, Dan. You described Parsons Farms to a T. Right. It's a great farm market, right? Got the animals, got Bob the Bull, got some antique trucks, got great produce, great selection, bakery, breakfast, lunch. Awesome. Thank you. Glad you got your turkey order in. I was a little shocked. I heard they were sold out, too. I was like, oh, man. Thought we had another week to really go hardcore, but it looks like, you know, they're allotted so many, and, you know, once you hit that point, you don't want to overpromise and under deliver, so they want to make sure that the people that ordered it do get their turkeys. I'm glad you got your order in. Thank you for acting, and thank you for the nice comments about Parsons Farms Produce, one of our sponsors. This is the Dan Gaffney Program. If you'd like to, I'd like you to, if you would, take a second and sign up for the Dan Gaffney Insider email list. How do you do that? Text the word Dan to 302-839-1059, and you'll get a link to sign up when you text the word Dan. Okay, that'd be great. Be a part of the Super Secret Insider email list. I appreciate that. Also, for those who want to listen on the go with your smartphone or your tablet, the Forever Radio app is available for you. The Forever Radio app is a free download in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Over the weekend, we're still talking about the election, still counting the election. Looks like a win in Nevada gives Democrats Senate control. Catherine Cortez Masto won her election. We found out about it over the weekend. She defeated Adam Laxalt, who was the Republican running there. Took them all week to figure that out. And then you add that with the Democrat win in Arizona Friday. Democrats hold a 50-49 edge in the Senate. There's a Georgia runoff, so even if the Republican Herschel Walker wins there, it'll still be 50-50 tie. And you have Kamala Harris, the VP, would be a tiebreaker. Interesting times.
We're on Delaware 105.9.
Hey, I want to talk to people that might own guns or gun magazines and get your opinion on what is happening starting Wednesday of this week. The state of Delaware is announcing if you're a Delaware resident, you can sell your magazine that holds 18 to 30 rounds, they'll give you $15 for it. First of all, what do you think of that price? In June, Governor Carney signed into law the Delaware Large Capacity Magazine Prohibition Act of 2022, making the possession of so-called high-capacity magazines here illegal. Part of the law authorizes the Department of Safety and Homeland Security to conduct a buyback program. Now, I don't know if they've funded this enough or what to expect here, but it's a limited buyback program. Delaware residents, and this is exactly what the state of Delaware says, says Delaware residents are eligible to receive fair market compensation for any magazine with the capacity to hold more than 17 rounds of ammunition when relinquished to law enforcement. Will you be doing this? Anonymous calls. I mean, you don't have to identify yourself. And we don't tell anybody who calls the show, but you plan on doing this? 302-839-1059. The program, the buyback program, is for Delaware residents only. Intended for individuals, not wholesalers, retailers, manufacturers, or distributors, just individuals who happen to have these magazines. Anonymous relinquishments will be permitted, but no compensation will be provided. To be able to be compensated, you got to, you know, give them your name. The first buyback is Wednesday night, Wednesday afternoon, I guess, at various state police barracks, including in Sussex, Troop 4. You can go to Troop 4 in Georgetown between 4 and 8. And if you have a Delaware proof of residency, an ID, rather, and you have a magazine round that holds 18 to 30, or a magazine that is capable of holding 18 to 30 rounds, they'll give you $15 each for them. If you have a magazine that holds 31 or more, they'll give you $25. If you have a drum, $80. Like a drum that can carry up to 100 rounds or whatever, they'll give you $80 for it. They have a phone number. If you plan on redeeming a device, or if you have a question to find out about certain exemptions or what have you, because some people are texting me and wonder, is there a limit? How many can I turn in? The number is 302-744-2680. 302-744-2680. I don't know who would do this, quite frankly. I just don't know. I actually don't know who would do this. Maybe you would. I can't imagine. If you're a gun owner and you've got this magazine, you have it for a reason, the government suddenly makes what you have in your possession illegal, do you really think you're going to give it up? I don't know if I would. I'll wait for lawsuits to work their way through the courts to see if that's even legal, what they're doing. I don't know. I just can't see people doing it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're going to do it. Now, maybe if I had a whole bunch of magazines, I keep some, sell some. I don't know. Just telling you what I think. Unvaccinated Z is on the phone. What's on your mind today,
Z? Good morning, Brother Dan. How are you?
I am good. Thank you.
Happy Monday. Blessed to be alive.
That's Thank good. You. Absolutely.
Looking at the elections, and it's funny because talking about what? We on the 14th.
Yeah. Tomorrow's 1 week, and we still don't know who controls the House because multiple states can't count their little congressional districts. Outrageous. Outrageous.
It is crazy. That reminds me of Africa. You know, I traveled throughout Africa, and I follow their politics. It is exactly how they run elections in Africa, you know?
Elections that we think are crooked?
Yeah, it looks like Mugabe. For me, it's like Mugabe. You know, we'll wait, you know, fix this, fix that. I mean, I was never a believer in that. I really, because I don't, two things I don't like to doubt in America. The Constitution, the Supreme Court, they can't win with that. They already lost that. Mm. Now the only avenue is the elections. And once you hit that and you create doubt in people's mind, I mean, it is crazy. It is just a copy, because I follow, like back in Morocco, I criticized them for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you got people that run the show and they'll put ever or whatever they want. And it is exactly, we're hitting that way. I mean,
yeah.
It's sad. It's sad. I mean, I hope we don't lose America because of this crap.
Well, if you're not going to believe a guy, this guy is from the continent of Africa, right? And he is now in the United States. If you don't believe him, I mean, who are you going to believe, right? I mean, you got to understand what we're doing here is not normal. It is not proper. It only creates doubt, and this is not the way we should be in the United States. We should be counting these things quickly.
But then, look, 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago, we used to know within, you know, a day max, 24 hours. And now that we went to the moon and we can even count our, you know, election votes in 24 hours, it's something. There's another thing, Dan. I mean, It's the agenda. Like, my wife bought some gifts to my kids, like some toys.
Yeah.
And I was, this is nothing against anybody. Please, nobody misunderstand me. Mm. This has happened this week, then. They take 1 minute. So I'm looking at the toys, all colors in rainbow colors.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped my wife. I said, what happened? There's no other colors. Like, that's the only one I found in the store. You know what I mean? Then this weekend, last night exactly, and this is honest truth, I'm not trying to make any whatever. I'm looking at the show, kids show, and a lot of rainbow colors, and one of the girls that didn't do show, like, you know, videos and stuff,
yeah,
a rainbow in her hair. So I paused it in the TV. And now, it's not you have to accept people, now we're going to force you. You know, through, you know, all means. And kids, man, kids, you got to watch the kids. But this is nothing against nobody. Just to believe me, they have the right to exist like I do. There's nothing against anybody. Okay. But it's just the agenda of pushing it through your throat. You know what I mean? We're going to shove it, you know. It's just my observation, Dan.
All right.
Thank you.
There's Z observing the rainbow toys. Okay, 302-839-1059. All right. That's right. What else is going on? Next text. Count, count, count until we get what we need. Here's Robert. Dan, why would you give up the magazine and your name when they know you have a gun? Kind of a no-brainer, huh? Well, another interesting point. This is why I want to talk this out with gun owners. I need to hear from gun owners. Why would you give the police your name to get $15? Then they know you have a gun at home. Why do you want to volunteer that information? Is that the point that this gun owner is saying here? All right, next text. Anonymous texter. I'm going to say, I'll call all of the gun calls and a text anonymous. If you turn in these magazines, they will put you on a list for when they come for your gun, says anonymous texter. Next text. New Jersey had a magazine buyback program. It was a total failure. Nobody turned in. They're high-capacity magazines. I hope this happens in Delaware, too, says first-time texter. Yeah, and they count the ballots quickly where the Democrats were winning. Where Republicans lead, they keep stalling. Just like 2020, when all the swing states were crushing pudding brain. By the way, the heavy cheating started with Hillary in 2016, so that when she lost, she was disappointed for a week, heavily sedated, because she was guaranteed a victory. All right, let's go to the phones. Delaware 1059, good morning. What is on your mind? Hi.
Hi, good morning, Dan. Yeah, I'm a gun owner calling about the magazine buyback that you wanted to know about.
Yes, please. What do you think?
I don't know of anybody who's going to be selling them back. To start off with, unless it's one of the cheaper magazines, that's not a good price for them. You can get some that are in the $8 or $10 range, I guess. But, you know, like for my gun that I carry, you know, a magazine is like $35. So am I going to sell that back as a 17-round, 18-round magazine for, you know, 15, $20?
No, 15 is what they're giving you. That seems to me like a taking by government. In other words, you have private property. They outlaw it. Well, you already own it. You outlaw it, and then they're not even going to give you fair market for it. That's a taking of your property, really.
Anybody that wants to sell theirs, they'd be better off to go to a gun show somewhere and sell it on the open market, and they could get more money for it. I don't know why somebody would want to sell it if you still have the gun. I mean, about the magazines and the replacement parts you can use from other ones. I don't know what you would want to do.
Well, thank you for the call and the insight. This is what I want to hear. I want to hear from gun owners about this. Very interesting. Delaware 1059, good morning, caller.
Good morning, Dr. T here. Three things. One, just calling Monday morning roll call. Number two, please share with Nova my that she's doing well. Hope she's doing well.
Thank you.
And number three, on the gun magazines, I talked to my son. Again, he's an ex-Ranger and FBI agent, and I asked him the difference in a 50-round weapon that could shoot 50 rounds at a time versus 5 10-round magazines. I said, would the difference be to fire off all those 50 rounds? Either way, would the difference be 30 seconds, 60 seconds? What would it be? He said, Dad, if it was more than 3 to 5 seconds, I'm asleep. So I think it's definitely a gun grab. It's all about tracking who we are. Yes, the government is definitely taking advantage of, I'm just going to say, uneducated people. Like the gentleman before said, that the magazines are much more expensive than what they want to give you. So it's nothing more to me than simply being able to track you. I don't think it's anything to do with the magazine because they know that's really worthless. It's who has guns and what can be our next level of take. That's my take on this. Thanks.
I'd like to hear from gun owners. The law prohibiting large capacity magazine was signed by Governor Carney. I'm not saying it was constitutional. I'm just saying he signed it back in June. Part of the law authorizes some sort of buyback. And so Wednesday is the first buyback at the Georgetown Troop 4. And supposedly if you have a magazine that can hold 18 to 30 rounds, they'll give you $15 for it because the law limits magazine capacity is 17 rounds under certain circumstances. Greater than 31 rounds, $25. So, who would do this? And if you're a gun owner, do you have a comment on this? Is it seem legit? Does that price even seem right? What do you think of it? Are you suspicious of it? 302-839-1059. Dan Gaffney, good morning. It's 8.
Kind of like having twice as much money as you thought you did. Well, kind of. Go to getithalfoff.com.
Here's your weather from the Delaware 1059 Weather Center for all of Sussex and Kent counties. Today, sunshine with a high of 52. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Colder tonight, low 29. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then periods of rain late in the afternoon with a high of 55. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 57. And that's your forecast from the Delaware 1059 Weather Center. Delaware
1059. On the next Markley Van Camp and Robin show, Arizona has hired Sesame Street's Count Von Count.
Anything they can do to help at this point, bring them in.
Today at noon, here on Delaware 105.9.
All right, over the summer, they passed the law, signed a law to ban so-called high-capacity magazines, the possession of them. of any magazine that holds more than 17. Unless, I guess the exemption is if you have a concealed carry permit, you're exempt. But other gun owners, not so much. So part of the law offers a buyback. And Wednesday is the first buyback. Do you know anyone who will be participating in this? Are you interested in doing this? Or are you going to say, forget you guys? I'm not giving up my high-capacity magazine. They're giving you $15. Now, a guy called a minute ago, gun owner, said, look, I got magazines that hold that many, and it's 15 bucks. It doesn't cover the cost of it. How can you give me 15 bucks for something that's worth a lot more than that, right? It's a great question. How can they do that? They can't. I think it's illegal, but that's just me. I once, you know, stayed at a Holiday Inn. I'm not an attorney. 302-839-1059, the number. This text to caller Z. Sorry, Z, and sorry to everyone else if you're holding on to some kind of hope that the far-distant former greatness of America is going to have some type of resurgence. Unfortunately, you're all sadly mistaken. Thank you for the text. Dan, do they have $15 for these hands? What? Your hands are deadly weapons? 15 bucks each. All right. Dan, when Senator Fetterman votes to pack the Supreme Court, gun ownership will be criminalized nationally. That's apologist Joe Lewis. Joe Lewis, good morning. Next text, things must be really bad to sell for $15. I don't think crackheads have clips to sell anyway, LOL. I don't know, just reading the text. Next text, good citizens follow the legal road to the is disarmament. Obey, believe, end. Okay. That text was tough to read grammatically. Next text. I have a magazine that will not be turned in. True, it is a way to get gun owner's name on a list. Number two. I am reading a text, by the way. I do not agree with Delaware Republicans that voted for Delaware doing background checks. Remember, the Dems have ulterior motives for wanting a Delaware background check. Three, Joseph Stalin. It's not the people who vote that count. It's the people who count the votes. Number four, thank you, Dan, for continuing to encourage in education a true conservative voice. Thank you for the text. Next, on the magazine buyback, someone says no to the buybacks. Some folks have large pockets that can hold 5 10-round magazines. Right. Or you can hold 5 guns with 17 rounds each. Wow, 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 wow. Look out. All right. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for your reaction. I'm not getting a very positive reaction to this magazine buyback. I'm not getting a very positive reaction. Gun owners, what's going on here? I think this might be very discouraging to our lawmakers who voted for the, and Governor Carney who voted to make a possession of high capacity magazine a crime. What do you think the turnout's going to be on Wednesday when they do this buyback? That'll be interesting to see. Last call, if you have a comment on it, specifically gun owners that might own high-capacity magazines, will you be turning them in? Will you be turning them in for your $15 per magazine? All calls, anonymity assured. All right? 302-839-1059. Sounds like a nice opportunity to go and offer a good price for used magazines. I need some. In other words, buy from the people going to the buyback and give them more than 15. There you go. 8:30.
Figure out what to make of it all. The Mike Gallagher Show next this morning at 9 here on Delaware 105.9.
Here, somebody said they'll likely have difficulty counting how many clips were brought back. I think you mean magazines, right? Everyone says clips. It says magazine is the right terminology, I think. Next text. I've got a couple of classic Good Housekeeping magazines they can have. Next text. I'll pay $20 at the door of the buyback. I wonder if the state will inflate the number turned in of magazines like they did COVID deaths. Johnny from Millsboro. Good morning, Dan. Surely you know by now your callers are not in agreement with the majority of voters in the Lewis and Rehoboth area. So what? What does that mean? Next text. This country dearly needs writing and grammar skills. Good luck reading text. Wonder how many people will 3D print some 25-round magazines. That's a good idea. Hey, Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
What's on your mind, Frank?
Well, I don't really care what size magazine anybody has as long as they don't use it in a way that's already illegal, such as murder, right. Robbery, you know, terroristic threatening, that kind of stuff.
Is that stuff illegal?
Yeah. Apparently. So I don't really care if you have that magazine. I don't spend my time sitting around thinking about Armageddon and believing that if I just have enough bullets, I can survive it. I like to think about how quiet the next world's going to be.
Mm.
But if what my real concern here with this buyback is, though, first of all, they're spending tax dollars. They made it illegal.
Right.
If they're illegal, they're illegal.
Yeah,
figure it out from there.
You can't just, but you cannot, even they, I think they're smart enough to know. I don't understand how you can just blanket outlaw something that people own legally without compensating them for it. That's why they're doing this. But this whole thing is a scam and a sham and illegal from the beginning. Unconstitutional.
And the other concern I have about, I don't know how, what the form of payment is. Are they handing out cash? Are they handing out gift cards? I don't know, low-digit license plates?
Well, it's in the form of money, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, is it cash money? Or do you have to... How much personal information, when you walk in with this magazine, do you then have to surrender about why you had it, where you got it?
Well, here's what they say. On that note, let me tell you what they say, they being the state, okay? If you want to turn it in without giving any information, you can, although you're not going to get paid. If you want to get your $15, you got to tell them who you are, and so they can cut you a check.
For the magazine, they're paying for the information because now you are red flagged as somebody who has weapons in your home. And even if you say you come in and you're trying to do the right thing, you're going to come. You're not going to get the money. You're just going to turn the magazine in.
Right.
No contact. Guess what? You drove into Troop 4 that is loaded with surveillance cameras, and they monitor those things for license plates all the time on bank tellers, on storefronts. How hard is it to have an officer sitting there running license plates as you come in and getting all the information they need?
Frank, not even involved in the buyback, but echoing what a lot of gun owners have thought this morning. Very interesting.
We all have to be conscious of government overreach. I don't care if they're reaching in your pocket or mine. Eventually, they'll get around to mine.
And you're next on Delaware 105.9. Dan Gaffney, good morning.
Dan, am I on the air?
You're on the air everywhere.
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I am. Okay. Yeah, the buyback with regards to these magazines. Hey, 30 years ago, when I became an adult and had a career, most of my friends had guns, and I grew up shooting 22s. And so I started buying firearms at the tune of about one every 3 years or so. So I have about 15 firearms now, last I checked.
Nice.
And then two of them two of them are ARs. And I live in Delaware. I moved here from another state where we didn't have this draconian law in place, and that other state still does not have that law of this buyback attempt. But these two ARs that I have are the funnest and the most hobby enthusiast firearms I have, because mm-hmm. they're modular and there's so many parts available.
Yes, that's why they're so popular, right? That's why they're so
popular. That's right. And anybody that wants to shoot with me, when I break those weapons out, when we're on the range, everybody wants to shoot them. And they're just excited. And when they shoot them, they're like really impressed at how ergonomic they are in low recoil and reliable. So, of course, if you have two of those or more, you're going to have five or six magazines per weapon, per firearm. And so I have, 30, 35, 30-round magazines. And you know what? I'm at a point when I moved to Delaware, I don't talk about these things to anybody because I don't know who's the anti-gunner anymore.
Right.
Because all these programs are coming down the pike, and I don't want to get red flagged.
So you're just going to keep. I assume you're going to just keep quiet and sit on them. I don't think you're turning any of these in, right?
That's correct. And I'm encouraging anybody within the sound of my voice, if you have any firearm accessories or firearms, period, mm-hmm. whether they're registered or not, you just bought them or had them or they're handouts, don't turn them in. This is just the beginning. Besides, if they really wanted to stop murder by firearms and they wanted to have the greatest impact, they would have to confiscate pistols. Pistols account for 95% of firearms deaths in America, at least. And AR-15s are just a small blip on the radar screen.
You got it.
And thousands of people per week stop crime, law-abiding citizens stop crime with firearms, whether they're registered or not. Law-abiding citizens stop crime with firearms. But we hear about the mass shootings, which are one to every 10,000 or more law-abiding citizens stopping crime with a firearm. So, you know, and I'm not caring. And like the gentleman just before me said, I'm not going over there to the Georgetown with a bunch of magazines in my hand and giving them more information. Are you crazy?
Yes.
I mean, this is obscene. It is obscene. And the confiscation of firearms has started in earnest in Canada. I mean, they're done over there. They're confiscating handguns and restricting their sales and manufacturing and ownership up there. So we're just following. We're watching to the north, seeing how they're doing, and they're doing it down here. And the political party behind it is the Democrats. So, if you want to disarm, then join the Democratic Party. But if you want to keep your freedoms, your personal freedoms and rights, then join. Become a Republican or an independent.
Got you covered, man. Amen to your call. Thank you for that. This is another indication of what's going to happen with this magazine buyback. Next text says, any cop that actually enforces the magazine law isn't worth the badge on their chest. Police are supposed to protect our rights, not violate them. Republicans loved slow election results when they stole the 2000 election. I don't think anybody loved that, by the way. Next text, I presume that these magazines will be melted down and disposed of in an environmentally appropriate manner. If the citizens can't have them, no one should. Next text, do we get a sticker when we turn them in? Like what, and I voted? I turned them in. Next text. Is a link. I can't follow the link while I'm on the air. 845 Delaware 1059. Thanks for calling, gun owners, and giving me a little insight into how you feel about the cash being offered for so-called high-capacity gun magazines. If they're offering you $15 you know, they make it a crime to possess, and then they'll offer you $15 for your magazine that holds 18 to 30 rounds. Is that a fair price, or are you getting ripped off here? 302-839-1059.
Up online at foreverdelmarva.com for your chance to win your rent or mortgage payments for an entire year. Who knows? It could happen. It should happen. And it will happen to one lucky person. So why not you? Free rent or mortgage for a year. Sponsored by Atlantic Refrigeration and Air Conditioning. Don't get frantic this winter. Call Atlantic. Sign up now at foreverdelmarva.com. That's foreverdelmarva.com for this national contest with Delaware 105.9.
This is Talk Radio WXDE, keeping Sussex County connected. Delaware 105.9.
Johnny in Millsboro, how many school deaths are the Vegas shooting are accredited to AR-15 type weapons? None. Zero. We can attribute them to maniacs who pulled triggers, but I don't think the guns went out and did anything. Next text. Looks like we need a buy back better program. Jackie O. Thank you. All right. Next text. Any crime committed with a gun, any crime, you get at least 30 years. No discussion. That's automatic. Period. There's someone's solution to gun violence. Hey, speaking of gun violence, I don't know what's going on here, but we have an interesting little story about a repo man. It's got to be dangerous work, potentially. Got to go repossess someone's car. They're in arrears, they haven't paid, they haven't answered the call. I'm going to go get a, you know, the bank or the loan person or the buy here, pay here lot or whatever. We need to go get the car back because Joe Blow isn't paying. So here is a story about a repo man in Dover going to get a car. And someone threatened to shoot him. Delaware State Police are looking for a man, a Dover man, who allegedly threatened to kill another man trying to repossess his car. Did you ever work as a repo person? Got any repo men or women in the audience? I don't think it's just cars that they repo. I think, you know, boats, motorcycles. I've heard of people who are furniture repossessors, maybe appliance repossessors. That's got to be difficult. You know, from like the renting store, people rent a bedroom set and then they don't pay for it and, you know, got to go repo the bedroom. Oof, that's kind of, I bet that is worse. That seems harder to me than a car repossessing. You know what I mean? Like, I think it would be hard to get into the house and have to get the dolly, take the washer and dryer out. Oof. You know, it's easier to hook the car up and go. Anyway, but anyway, what are the police saying? They're claiming Mark Morris pulled a gun on the repo man, who's now called the victim, Friday night, and said he'd shoot him if he took the car. The repo guy drove away, went to a nearby convenience store and called the cops. Police have responded and have not been able to find Mr. Mark Morris. That's why we know about the story. They put out a mugshot. He is a white guy, 5'11", 360 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. And they say if anyone knows where he is, they can call Troop 3 or 911 or Crime Stoppers or something. He has mugshot. He's a big boy, big guy. All subjects, even our friend Mr. Big Boy here, innocent till proven guilty. Good morning, Delaware 105.9. Hi there.
It's Sue in downtown Harvest.
I watch a very interesting thing, a show on YouTube called Shed, S-H-E-D, Happens. And it's a guy and his wife in Ohio somewhere, and they have a business where they repo sheds, outdoor buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Because people rent to own those a lot of times.
Yes.
And he gets into some real interesting, I think you'd like watching, he and his wife. Yeah. They get into some very interesting situations. Some people are very nice and understanding that they have to give it back. And others go ape, you know what, with it.
Wow. What do they do with the stuff that's in the shed, like when they pull up and they roll up on it?
They notify them ahead of time that they're coming to repo it, and it's their obligation to empty it. But many times they do not empty it. And he tries to empty some of the more expensive things out of it and put them in the yard. But a lot of times the heartbreaking ones are when people are living in them.
Oh, and he's got to repo the shed and they're living in the shed? Oh, dear.
And then sometimes it's a wife and her children, you know, or a woman and her children. But he gets in some very interesting situations. It's Shed Happens on YouTube.
Shed Happens.
Shed, S-H-E-D.
Yeah, Shed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, interesting. And he's a shed repossessor. So he has that big flatbed thing that...
He has that thing called a mule, that robot thing you ride on that scoops it up and moves it around. And very interesting to watch.
Now, does he try and get in and out quickly? Is that his method?
Yeah. Oh, yes. But occasionally they pretend they're not home, and then when he starts, they are home.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. People with interesting lines of work. With the behind the scenes. Here's somebody on the buying back of magazines. The state can't buy back property that they didn't sell to me. Right. Next text. Dan, I worked with a guy that was a repo man on the side. He once had to repo a cousin's car. So he went to a family barbecue, ate and socialized with the family, then hooked up the car and left. Once the cousin, let's say, partook in too many adult beverages. Go there, party with them, eat with them, whatever, and then leave with your cousin's car. Oh, it's not funny. Yeah, don't get in this situation, all right, if you can help it. Delaware 1059, good morning. Welcome to the program. Hi.
What's going on, Dan? How are you?
I'm good, Harry. Harry, are you a repo man? Do you ever have to repo someone's car?
I've gone and picked up dealership cars from salespeople before.
Yeah, all right. You mean what? Salespeople that didn't turn them back or something? What?
Yes, sir. Usually pretty easy. You know, no one wants to get a felony, right?
That's right. Hopefully not.
You know, but I'm looking on eBay, Dan. $15 to $17 is the going rate for a 32-round clip. And I can't afford to be taking any charges for something stupid.
Good for you. Well, you line up. Wednesday's your day. Delaware 1059, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you? Joe and Lewis.
Hey, Joe.
Hey. I don't know if anybody's brought it up yet this morning. I'm just tuning in. But, you know, the whole idea of government taking guns back, I mean, I served overseas, and I saw where small pockets or small communities had all the power because they had all the guns, and it just seems like they're making it way too easy to create that kind of situation here by violating everyone's Second Amendment like they are.
I agree, dude, and that's a good thing to point out. Delaware 1059, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the air. Thanks for joining us.
I was calling because I'm an actual repo man of 16 years.
Is it cars? Do you repo cars mostly?
About 80% cars. The rest of it is pretty much RVs, campers, boats, really anything up until an airplane.
The you get into some hairy situations? You get anybody threaten you ever?
I've had AR-15s pulled on me. I've been held hostage. People have tried to stab us. But in the last 2 years, it's gotten 20 times worse with violence, with the amount of guns and amount of stuff that's been going on.
And why do you suppose people are more violent about it?
I think people are desperate right now. There's not a lot of jobs, or a lot of people don't want to work. And I blame a lot of it on the drugs that are floating around. We've seen a ton of people OD in cars. We've found all kinds of different drugs, you know, a lot of heroin, a lot of pills, a lot of people just not working. So mm-hmm. I just feel like it comes from desperation.
How many do you have to repo a week?
So I would go by the month. I mean, we're anywhere from 150 to 180 cars a month.
You're staying busy then. That's busy.
We're getting busy. It's kind of the sign of the times, unfortunately. I mean, as we get closer to the times where, you know, tax time, people are not working. So, yeah, it's getting a lot busier.
Hey, do you try and grab and go without making contact with them, or do you knock on the door first or whatever?
No, we prefer no contact whatsoever. Matter of fact, most states it's forbidden to make contact. So yeah,
okay,
grab and go.
Yeah, just get it and go. Do you typically try and do it when they're away from their house, or sometimes at the house?
We don't usually get that luxury most of the time. I'd say probably 70% of our repos take place at nighttime, but for the most part, I mean, during the daytime, it's. You know, some people work night. It really just varies.
Hey, stay strong. Thanks for the bit of insight. It's fascinating. Keep up the good work. Thank you. You know, guy. You know, you got to wish the guy well. And all of, we must do all to our greatest ability, even the repo man. All right. Thanks for the call. 9 o'clock, Delaware 105.9. Tough job, man, right?